Yes, welcome to Cornelius and his Village People podcast. This is, by the special grace of God, season 2. And this is episode 1 of season 2. Yes, we thank God for how far we've gone. We're done season 1. Thank you for people that supported us for season 1. Thank you, guys.
And thank you. Season 2.
And the first episode of season 2, we're going straight to the point. And I'm here with Wale from My Thoughts blog. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yeah, what's up? How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Okay, the last episode on season 1 was Breakfast is Ready, and then you know, we had a lot of reviews, a lot of talk from that episode. So we saw that it seems to have damaged the people in this generation a lot. So let's come back. First episode on season 2, I'm talking about apocryptophobia. I know you're wondering what's apocryptophobia. Yes, apocryptophobia is the combination of two Greek words. Apocrypto is a Greek word meaning rejection. While phobia, we all know phobia means fear. Journey to them together. It's kind of apocrypto, rejection, phobia, fear. Is fear of rejection. Wow. You know, some of you are scared of being rejected. That's why you have not tried some things out. You know, maybe you've not come to that school because you're scared of that they'll not admit you. You're scared that they'll reject you. Yes, you know. Some people, no, they are afraid of the rejection. There's educational rejection. Some people are scared that maybe their school don't accept them for who they are. Okay, some people don't want to apply for some courses because if they don't not be admitted into that courses, that is rejected. Yes. There's a social rejection. Some people don't want to make friends because if they'll not be accepted.
Oh, exactly. I'll not be able to fit in.
Yes, don't be accepted for who they are. You get what I'm saying now? So that's social rejection. Then the three rejections that you are just there's so many types of rejection, you just rejection talking about. Don't get me wrong, there are plenty types of rejection. So we're talking about educational rejection, social rejection. The last one is relationship rejection.
That one is common, and you are used to I used to it.
Okay, now there are different causes of rejection. There are different causes. There are different causes for this phobia for rejection. There is a combination of things that will cause you to be scared of something. So, the first cause is abandonment. You know, some people are abandoned when they're younger. They never expressed this love when they're young.
So that's why they are scared.
That's why they are scared to try. What one to try out. Yes, you know. Maybe no one was there when they were writing Wayek and Jam. So they are scared of applying for that they don't apply for. You understand?
I get you.
Abandonment or maybe when they needed friends the most, they were abandoned, so they're not
left alone.
Exactly. So you're not scared to even make friends. So that's another cause. That's one cause. And another cause is maybe bullying or ridicule. Maybe they were bullied. This one is common among Nigerian children. Maybe their parents bullied them to something, so they are not scared to try something now. Because they are scared that their parents will bully them, maybe their parents will shout on them. You get even friends may bully you or ridicule you. You're not scared of socializing with people because of
bully me if I socialize with you.
Even in relationships, they bully people. You get
that one is common.
That one is so that way you're scared to try it out again.
Like, because not bully you.
And then we have physical condition. You know, this one is more common in our age, like in the Gen Z generation, guys. Maybe your head is bigger than normal. You are short,
I'm not fine enough.
Yes. Or you are we don't say fat again. We say maybe you are plus size. Or you are choppy.
Or you are plumpy.
So you are not scared to go for what you want. Because if you can do not like people that are plus size, people that are like me, you get, But don't worry, just try it, There's nothing
go for
here.
What you want.
Go for what you want. Yeah. Then the last but not the least causes that we're talking about. Oh hey, Jesus, what is it? The last cause but not the least cause. Ask about the causes. Now I think about today is traumatic experiences, This one is very crazy. There's so many traumatic experiences you can have. If there's that experience you face that's caused like this kind of trauma, like anytime you try something that's not having like this post-traumatic stress disorder, you get, maybe you've asked the lady out before. And she told you no. I didn't know it was love.
Now I don't trust. All of them were loud, bro. But,
yeah, you know, that kind of thing. That kind of thing makes someone to be scared of Jerry. Because of, maybe you get to do know. She now posted your screenshot online. Ford!
Now make me for guys that ask me out part one. Hey,
good. Oh, yeah. Maybe
your name. First name.
Maybe she's a podcaster too, like us, like this. And after she rejected you, she not to do podcast. Not these UK guys do the load. Now, like, guys, you know, guys that shouldn't host me, you know, they don't see that, you know. Guys that shouldn't host me, you know, I don't like when guys come and ask my house and you don't have a car. You know, that kind of thing. You can't feel bad. It's okay. Because I don't have a car. Because I don't have iPhone.
Exactly. I'm not going to ask anybody out. So it's until I get the car and the phone when I can ask.
But that's not life. That's not life. There's no traumatic experiences you can actually have. Now decide, you know. Give me another traumatic experience you might have faced.
Personal
not necessarily personal.
No, I mean, me personally, I don't have traumatic experience. I've never had it, even though I've chopped head, like.
How many you don't chop, like?
Four in 4 years. One in each year.
Forge.
But the thing is, when I chop one, I said I'm not going to give up. Yes. I kept on moving. Yes. I learned from my first mistake.
So and I went again. You adjusted the second time.
Yes.
You chop L again.
I asked myself, what did I do wrong?
Wrong. Second time. You adjusted.
I went again. You went third time. I chop L again. I asked myself, what did I do wrong? Then you went for the fourth time.
You chop L again.
Chop L again. See, I said, I'm almost doing it.
No. Life is not about giving up.
Let me tell you. When you chop L, when you have got to that point where you can't take it anymore, listen to yourself.
Don't listen to people around you.
What your heart tells you. If guys tell you don't go for that girl or don't go for that guy, believe your heart.
Trust me.
What people are telling you.
If everybody's like that, nobody will make it in this life.
Sure, people make it. Because I don't understand.
If all of us are like scared of trying things out, we'll not make it in this life. No, think calm. I don't go for the person I want to go for. I'll not be in a relationship.
No, see, look at my own case now. First time, I went. I didn't give up. Second time,
you
I went.
Give up.
I didn't give up. Third time, I went. I didn't give up. Fourth time, I went. Now I've given up.
True. Look at it from this direction. How many times this guy been trying electricity out?
Naim, my own name is different from your name. The way my papa born me.
You have to keep on trying something.
Naim, when they try me, I don't feel they try. Because, bro,
see,
I don't try.
See, guy, people, they chop air. You love air people chop. See, that's the thing about... Look at someone like... I don't want to mention name, but like, I know people that have chopped past 4 air. Seven, ten,
and they're still standing.
Yes. What did they do? It's that tell you know it's the deal.
It's in the deal.
Yes. What
did you know? The thing that one thing about chopping L is that before you like get the L, the anticipation of getting
the L,
the yes from the girl. You know, you'll be thinking that okay, yes, this girl is feeling me, and I'm going to get yes. And you just be, you know, you'll be doing some foolish things that you just be like, after the L, you'll not be like,
all the things you did.
All the things I did.
All the phone calls. Just,
the phone calls, everything. I'll just be, you know, you just look up to the sky and don't be thinking about this person. And just be like, and you just be smiling for no reason. And you'll not come back to your consciousness.
Look at it from this thing. Imagine if you're scared of rejection. This what else? You didn't even try at all. Which one did you pay you for? Will pay you more?
Pay me more.
Did not try at all with the anticipation that it won't that if I maybe I'll to have worked out. Like
me thinking that it should have worked out
or like, not. Like or you're not, not even sure if it's worked out.
I didn't
or
go for it.
Yeah, you didn't go at all.
And now that I went for it,
which one did you say was bad? Oh, imagine if you and that girl were just being friends, you guys kept on being together, you're now more like in a situationship. Now she obviously not feeling the same way you are feeling.
She does not feel the same.
She does not feel the same. Is that what they do? You know, like, maybe she's not feeling the same way you're feeling.
Exactly.
You get that together. and you're always calling her, doing all those things you're doing for like a long period of time, she not let her tell you that I don't like the way you're being, or she not put her friend zone you.
Oh,
say my G.
Alone,
about. I will. You sure this is worse. It's better that you know where you stand, like from the very first.
I should know where I stand.
Yeah.
I know when I stand for
that is the thing.
Four people.
You are not standing well. I'm not standing.
I beg. I want to stand well. I beg. See, yeah. I don't know. I just be say, man. I won't talk something, but
See, trust me.
Should I say it?
What is it?
I don't say I want like I should change my approach.
Which approach are you using? No, what approach are you
using? Let's say I use this guy approach. Uli yeah. Gunner.
Yeah?
Uli. You know Uli now.
Yeah, I know. School, yeah.
Now I want to use Pep.
Pep Guardiola.
Exactly.
Bad guy.
I want to use Anna. If like say that tactics not really work.
Tactics.
I want to go for something bigger than me.
Hallelujah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm lost.
Let me expatiate what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah? What I mean by going for something bigger than me, I mean that I should not go, like, I'm not saying that the ones I've been going for are not
as small. Apologies to all the girls that I was going for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to say is that I want to go for something like, okay, yeah. Like, my mentality is telling me, bro, you can't get that girl.
Okay, that's why I go for lower girls.
Yeah, no,
that one is also part of the fear of rejection. It's also like a type of fear of rejection.
Yeah, but now I want to widen my scope. I want to be broad.
I'm not joking, like this is actually one of the concepts of the apolipophobia. You know, some people want to study some courses, but they are scared that they might get rejected. They're not admitted there for some courses. They're not admitted.
Something lower than exactly.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do.
This is my capacity. This is what I capacity. Can do.
You get? Yeah. Some people are not going for the girls they like. That's why we have relationship problems these days. Some people are dating people they don't actually like. But those are people available for them. This is why not see those are people available. They don't try to go for the ones that
fish
they felt would be nice for them because they were scared that this person would reject me. And it's common among girls, common among ladies. You know, you see ladies dating people that just available. So that's why you see them cheating like them because by the time they go for who is available. And thing is, it pains me that girls actually don't ask girls out, like they don't try that. Because these girls have 99% chances
of actually like yes, getting us. Like, no, that's enough. They will ask you out and you just catch me straight up.
Like you just come.
Like just come.
You know boys are very cheap. I don't know. Cheap. I don't know how girls don't know this thing. We are very cheap. Like
very, very cheap.
We don't have price tag. Like yeah, like when you ask a guy out, yeah, okay, yeah, at some point I'll not give you, I mean, like I said, like 90% chances. So, some not guys that, might not really
like, if you are not their spec.
But the thing is, most times there are high chances of it working out. So you see that, you see ladies going for maybe guys that okay, maybe two guys were being our friends, were close to her, you know, they were together. You get this one was a good friend, the other one was there, and the one that they like, they really want, they are messaging him, maybe the guy is not really giving her the attention. She feels like she's like, this guy does not really like me, you know, and she's not scared of. But I tell this guy I like him now, you know.
I look like a fool,
you're scared of being rejected. Yeah, you know, for the other one that's disturbing you, that okay, let's cool manage this one, baby. See that, but you later, maybe when they're not scared, the other guy actually like them,
you'll not be vexing,
you're not telling them, you're not to
go.
But eat their cake.
But fortunately,
no, life is not like that. People should actually go for what they want. They should not actually lower their standard.
Exactly.
You know? Even if what they want does not end up wanting you. No, it's not bad. You can try another one. It might actually work out for you. Trust me.
Now it's what they do now. I want bigger fish. Exactly. What is bigger than me? So I want to be angry.
They just like to shade all of you that. See, if what are the bags?
I don't say anything.
You are like big fish. They say I'm a small fish. Okay, let's go to how to manage this rejection, you know. things to do to manage relationship, especially in relationship. I know that relationship not like, because the last episode where I do a relationship, you might see when I the listening to them, the place high. So my relationship I got to flow and talk for this. I will even change the name so I forgot less I teach people to singles are married. Or like or something like
I'm waiting they like the year now.
No, relationship with Cornelius. I'm changing my so just trust me because of this village people are working for me. So let's talk about manage this rejection. Let's talk about first of all, don't take it personal when they tell you no. There's no big deal.
Actually, not a big deal. If it's meant to be. If it's not,
if it is for you, if it's for you, it's for you, it'll be for you. You'll get it. You know, but at least you tried, you put in effort, you did something. I did not work out. It's fine. It's just like a student now. They really wanted to study in school. You get? He read, he studied, he tried his best to write the examinations. He maybe passed, but they not still give him admission. It's not as if he didn't put effort.
I mean, no. He tried, he read effort overnight. You did all
so,
this.
And they not accept you. So, it's fine. If, to say, you just sat down your house and I said, what will be, now is madness. But now you put in effort. And so, what will, the damage was not meant for you. Just try again. It might just come again. But you see, lowering your standard will give you. But if you lower your standard in the name of you are scared of being rejected, then there's something that happens. You are not fulfilled within yourself.
Exactly.
You not be
in
happy.
In the long run, you'll not be happy.
In the long run, you'll be happy. You get, imagine someone to be. I don't want to stroke any course, but like, imagine say you won't be engineer now. You're like computer engineer. You can't defer see. You know, got set for computer engineering. Can't do wire standard. Can't go study like computer science. I'm not saying it's lower, like
it's not
lower,
yeah, but
like let's say you can't do computer science now. You can't turn computer teacher. No, beside the stroke now, saying computer teacher.
But
yeah,
but you get what you're saying, right?
You not feel like no, I'm meant to be
a computer engineer, exactly.
Yes. Or maybe you want to study medicine. You can't say no, medicine will be too big
for
me. For
nursing.
No, not nursing, now it's like biochemistry or microbiology. you're not a microbiologist, yeah, and you're not teaching biology in one secondary school like that. I'm not saying that what will become if you study microbiology, no, get me wrong, but like, you know. There's not that fulfillment, like
I should have gone for what I wanted. Exactly.
Imagine that year later that your jam school actually could study medicine. You feel bad. Okay, that fulfillment's not there. And relationship too. Imagine that fine that yeah. When that's yeah. this case too fine. I cannot like someone
she
like
has me. Everything you want.
You now went for that girl at the back of your class. I'll not say she's ugly, but like she's at the back of your class. You now realize that girl. Used to. I don't think that all those girls they used to. like
always they used to.
They always used to. Like after they don't move on or you don't move on.
No, you don't move
you
on.
You call the year. In fact, they don't even come to you directly. You call the year for person. Guys. Say, that girl used to like you.
You call the vex.
Has it just not? And do not claim it. They give you signals. Bro, we're always clueless. Like the signal do always win.
Like we know they get.
We know they
like,
get.
We don't understand.
Like jokes about you know they actually get the signals. You see, they always be like girls tell you they're showing you green light, but the green they be like red.
Even if they show you green light, safe. If it be saying that's still red, nobody had them do me. As small.
But like no. Jokes about like I feel the green light should not just be there. Like talk. I even if you not ask me about that, will you be my boyfriend? Tell me.
Just tell me, you like me.
I
see,
like you.
If I don't even talk, say, write side paper. Visit. Put in my pocket. Maybe one day.
What's the next to happen? I'll tell you, I don't really like you like that. Or I have a girlfriend.
Abi.
I cannot date you. You move on. You not die.
Abi.
Thunder not strike you.
Abi. I not die. Thunder not strike
you. It will pay you, but... No, the beg will die.
He will pay you.
What would be like? You can't force him. You move on. Life goes on. What's in the next one is develop affirmation. You know, self affirmation.
Yes. Tell yourself.
Tell yourself. Things. Yeah. He did not reject me because of. Wanted to reject. No, not reject me because I'm not fine. I'm beautiful. But
yeah, I'm gloriously made.
I'm gloriously made. But you know, he just wanted to go find that person.
Mm-hmm.
You get. You can even try and. No, that was the behavior of the narcissist, child. Don't try and make it look as if they're happy. The person is going for it, not better,
it's
than,
not
you.
Better than you. You know, actually, they're not better than you, do.
Yeah, just try and give yourself something that I'm actually fine. I'm still beautiful. I'm still good looking. I'll be standard, babe. Yes, I'll be standard guy. I'm out. Tell yourself, you know, that. And, you know, if you have money, this one is common. Like, I feel this one is so dear. If you have money too, and, you know, you are scared that they'll reject you, or maybe they have actually rejected you, you're not trying to, like, manage your rejection. And, you know, you can just talk to yourself, I'm not poor, I'm not broke. I'm pre-rich.
That actually means I'm pre-rich.
Yes.
I'll also be rich.
But deep down your heart, you know who you are. But you know, you know who you are in life. It's not good to deceive yourself. You can say you are fine in mirror, you can say I'm pre-rich, but deep down your heart, know who you are. By the time you know who you are, it also guide you a lot. Because
you can actually be like a little as well.
Yes. Because you cannot be plus size in quotes. And not tell yourself
Don't go outside the scope of your capability.
Let's not look for their trouble. But yeah, your self-affirmation is actually okay, to help you to manage.
I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
You know, this relationship thing, you know, when you are rejected, do you owe the person that rejected you a friendship?
Depends.
To be friends with that person?
It depends.
Mm. Yeah, what was it dependent on?
I feel like if we started off as good friends, like we're friends from the start, no strings attached, and over the time our friendship now grew, then you developed feelings. It's not as if you liked me from the start. We're friends, then you developed feelings. Now, if you now ask me what, and I tell you no, and I explain the reason why I'm telling you no, I can't date you because I have a boyfriend or there's somebody in life. Or I'm not ready for a relationship. No. I'm not ready for a relationship is always a lie, though. I guess. It's always a lie, though. And or maybe it just broke my own heart, too. So,
I'm trying to heal.
You don't actually owe the person per se, but like, I feel there's nothing there in just still being friends. The person, since the person explained it to you, and then the person too innocently did not know you were cash feelings because you guys started off as friends. Yeah. But like, if you like that from the start, like that's why you became friends with her.
And the girl knows.
Like maybe even put that from the start. It's almost like the friendship is not like talking stage. You've told herself, then you guys were friends. Maybe she's not even said it herself that no, let's still be friends for now.
Now, later, got
the point. Okay, Alia, yes or no? She now said no. You should not even be friends with her. Why are you friends with her? Like,
then you can't be like say she delude you on like from the.
No, like no, that kind of thing you cannot. You have decision to make. Not it seems that okay. I'll not like to in all cases. You have a decision to actually be friends or not after that. But I feel to me, I feel if we started off as friends, we were good friends from the start. I know as if me said the thing catch me, you get. And since the thing the way catch me, not catch you like that. No while. No. Let's still be friends. Hopefully to catch you again. Hopefully to come back again. That would be. But like you just know. Well, as far as you like that, like that was what you wanted. You wanted a relationship to start. Now they don't give relationship, not giving you friendship. No. I don't settle for less. My papa not teach me same day. Settle for less. I'm going for relationship, and that's how you live and you work out. You know, it's fine. It's very, very fine. I should actually be a friend again. Like,
yeah. What?
you know what it now.
Not what it.
Okay, let's go to the last. The third way of managing rejection: learn to be happy. You see, learn to be happy. When you're always happy, you know, even when they break your heart, the happiness will feel your joy, feel your mind. I don't have to really explain. Let's say someone that's always happy on a normal day, you know, when they reject you, you know, the moment of sadness will be so low that you don't know when, because you are used to happiness, you don't know when the happiness will
just
we just sprinkle on there. We move, Jerry. You know, there's some people that they are so jovial, so happy that you know even that they've broken their heart before. Like, this guy's always smiling, he's always laughing at everybody, things like that. And you now ask him, ah, bro, do you have a girlfriend? He said, no. And I'm like, why not? Ah, well, the two girls are asked, they shank me. You'll be shocked. Wow. And you're always happy. But not that they will not break your heart. You know, make the world know that they broke your heart. You walk out the road like they broke your heart. You be eating like they broke your heart. You be sleeping like they broke your heart. No. You see, if you continue to be like that, people will not come near you. Because of, at the point, you start becoming ash. Like, you're knowingly. You know, by the time one guy comes to meet you, you'll not be like, hey,
what are you doing?
What are you doing here? Yeah, it will maybe be you as a guy, because of you being sad over it, like, you don't need to develop some. Some people don't like fair girls. Some people don't like, you know, fair girls to shank the most. Just fair girls. Mm. Like, some people don't like fair girls because of the first girl they asked was fair. Mm. As in shank camp, because of the vex. they're not developing interest
for fair girls.
For fair girls. You get in the outcome. So try to be happy, like being happy actually.
Gotcha. And surround yourself with people that are happy.
Yeah, I was about to even go to yourself. Exactly. The next point I want to say is make jokes out of the failure, you know, with your friends. You get, you know, see, look, being friends with, when you are friends with people, that's why I say, if you want to enter a relationship, have friends that are single, you know, so that when you come back to your league.
They'll accept it.
Make jokes well with you. Well, you know, make jokes out of the failure. You know, don't make joke and insult the person to like make the person feel like it was stupid. You like the person. Don't say you like the person. So make jokes out of the failure, you know. Laugh about it. Talk, but sometimes the joke will be very difficult to make.
Be exactly.
You get what I say? I know one guy, he make the joke like this, he begin crying. He say pain now. So just make jokes out of the failure, you know. It happens. See, life happens. Nobody go first feel jam. Nobody go first get basically go ten no. Now don't shank big guys. You know, I was listening to one interview by T.I. Blaze, the guy that sang sometimes who know they give manager. The guy said before he met Olamide, all the girls he went to ask I think he was ugly. And they never accepted him. But immediately he blew. That sometimes neither they share mom. Yes, that kind of level.
T.I. Blaze.
Yeah. Look at this guy. Look at this guy portable.
Like, bro, that guy.
Zazu Ze. Immediately along the sang with him.
Better in life, like.
He had Range Rover. He bought Range Rover. Kubagi did let it like. Omo.
And a woman they even ask him about.
Now woman they go to star for his like club. Levels they. Men they would tell the girls, say, I don't want to hook up. Don't worry, go. Girls they disturb him. Yeah. So make jokes out of your failure. You know, failure happens in life. Failure.
Don't worry, you'll be fine.
You know, many girls don't. Girls are not shanky because of me. Actually, I feel the reason why I talk like that, I can't like handle rejection. I can't handle rejection to the next time, but you know, it will break me down to be sincere because of actually, I've not faced like that much rejection. You know, like it takes a lot to actually like someone, gather
courage,
you know, and. And launch because if you tell me no, I would have to wake up the same voice note every day.
I'm gonna go punish you. Punish your papa.
So, like, go punish that's why I take my time to make friendship, man. You know, like, to be serious, I take my time to make friendship. And when I make friendship with you, that's why I feel one of the things to do in order to make your chances of rejection low is, you know, try to make friendship. People, you know, our generation find it hard to make friendship, you get, you know. Just met someone today, you won't run now. Just met a girl today, you won't run now. No, not be so like
that. Like David now. You go now, process.
You get when you become friends with her, genuinely, like with a clean mind, with actually a very pure mind. You know, friendship develops through relationship. You see, if you're in a relationship with someone that was not your friend or someone that's not your friend, you have issues because of that. You'll be scared of doing trying things, new things, scared of doing things, scared of talking to the person sometimes. So some people cannot talk to their girlfriends, some people cannot even talk to their wives.
Like, communication is...
They are having communication issues, you know. They're not guys from the start. So, now, like, as if they're in a relationship with a total stranger, and they're just posting pictures, but they're saying, couple goals. Yes. So, like, I think you should develop friendship. So, I try to develop friendship with you. You know, but I have developed friendship with you for some time. In this generation, they've tagged the talking stage. But it's not talking stage. I used to jokingly say talking stage, but it's actually not talking stage. It's just normal friendship. When I'm friends with you, I like you. Wow, from group, by the time you're having friends, some people think something like that. It may not even be you like the person, it may just be what they call infatuation. Maybe just like crush. Yeah, something that won't last. By the time you become friends, but I don't even know if you truly like the person or not. Because by the time you're having person talks, you permit the person now jump talk on this whole nonsense. Yeah, yeah. Just say I put a bit better than Drake. You know, I'm like, ah, as you fire, you don't get sense.
Show worry, Richard. Show your impatience.
I saw one. One said, Rema is slowly representing the
woman. This Lil Baby. Yeah. I see Lil Baby.
Yeah, that kind of thing now. You know, if you don't enter a relationship with that kind of person, before you realize, okay, you know, get they won't break up. That don't make. So, when you're friends with the person, you tend to like know who the person is, you know if the person has sense or not. Then after some time, you've not clarified your mind, I like you. Then you get you. But obviously, by the time giving attention every day, you know that I like you to an extent now. I would like to talk to you almost every day. You call me, I'll call you. You understand? Think I'm just like I just have credit to boost. I think I just have
that time. Now my time that you
is. I just have that to message you every day to tell you send picture. No, no. There was an epitome of love. So like after some time, like a few, I'll see maybe like some months, you know, just tell the person you like them, and after the person now knows you like the person, then from there you can ask the person out, and the person still say no. You know, you will not feel it too much because of you were friends. You get the friendship will punch up. I'm not like to you. You will not be
single guest
because you not get to call every day again. You will not come every. Are you mad? Why you call me every day? Are you okay? We are just friends. Good. I post on my status. You view it. You find it funny.
You laugh.
You post. I said you better no more. So no, because it happened. I've actually seen an incident where. Maybe I like the girl. Like this one, you know, maybe I actually like this girl, and you know, we're talking, and she felt like this guy, you know, feeling the same way. You know, because I'm not rushing things, and she went for another guy. You know, she was not like telling people, like telling another guy that this guy, you know, is not serious in life.
No serious person.
And it didn't be pain me say she talks about this of my life. I just this serious my life. You know, it tells me, I felt like she wants to just rush the stage, jump stages, jump steps, and I just moved on. The guys who I'm here, you get. I don't like my thing rush short because of, I know what. Yeah, look at Josh's first relationship. Look at this sweet. Like, I like that kind of thing I want.
I say, yeah. Husband and cruise, wife and cruise.
Yeah, so, like, I felt like that on third down. You know, she felt like me because I was always posting my status and my story. I'm single. She felt like, no, this guy. If truly liked me, would have not been posting all these things. See, if I be relationship, I still post. Even if I be relationship, I still post. I'm single.
Anything I post, no, you take
I'm not taking serious.
Carry on top your head, dude.
I be content creator. I be social. That's all they post. Yeah, so just leave it.
Carry anything on top your head, dude.
Yeah, we're in a relationship, serious relationship. This they will do PD, but instead of still post story, we still post cruise too. The clip post that is single and everything. It happens. Yes. So like. That kind of thing now. That kind of thing, you know, go pay me. At least you go your. I know you know. Say 10 million. No. That one said the story go. They sit with you. Tell people say I try like him, but we're not serious. You can't see me as the bad guy. Bad guy.
Man, like him, you know. Good. You
know they have. They have. Well, to be said, you know, rejection like it's actually not a big deal. It's painful. See, I'm not lying to you.
It's very, very painful.
I'll not be like all those people just to be like, you know.
It's very painful.
You know, all those politicians may be like, money's not everything. See, the pain is there. The pain is there. But like, life goes on, man. Life moves on. Like, you can make a joke out of it, laugh about it. Just me and your guys go out, be happy. You get, and don't now, because of one get rejected, now rush into that relationship. You know, you're not trying to like, trying to maybe, you're not using that person to answer a place of pain. Because by the time I rush under a relationship,
God will punish you.
You know, the person that I rush with doesn't even like you. Oh, sorry, you don't even like the person that much.
Exactly.
Then after like 2-3 months, it's not clear from your eyes. After you.
God forbid.
Down is wrong, man. God forbid. Yes.
Don't try.
No try. No good. So, now, the last point on how to manage. No, not the last point. So, okay, I think that's the last one. Form quotes. Form quotes about. It's like affirmation. When you just form this quote, this rubbish quote. I know this is no quote. Quotes are two ways. We have quotes from people who have gone through problem, who have defined problem, found hypotheses, solved the problem, tested the hypotheses, and they solved the problem. They did not come up with those quotes. That's why we have to talk about Einstein, Isaac Newton, them, you know, all those Miles Murray, those ones, they've seen the problem, they've tried it, they've tested it again. Those ones have gone through a process. And we have the second quote. This one, this quote are for people that are misdirected in life, people that are, you know, they just take up the money to this was a common hospital. You know, this was a quote from miserable living. You get this type of quotes, you can try to form them to make yourself happy once in a while. Don't tell people, don't make yourself happy with the quote. And they can be like, rejection is not redirection. Think down. Yeah, it does not make sense. But just they talk out.
They make you feel good.
Yeah, you know, rejection is not mismanagement. Just like you go, just they make yourself happy personally. Yeah. So just form quotes, form nonsense quotes, you know, form proverbs for yourself, you know, make yourself happy. See, it's all part of making yourself just happy. Try to prioritize your happiness, you know. If you become sad because of another guy, you go kill yourself. That guy will still date another guy. He will still marry another babe. Get if you're a guy too, you gotta kill yourself because of babe. Babe. Your laps. You should go marry Big Gates, okay?
Are you loser?
Got married Elon Musk. Because these guys are even single at the moment. They are not part of us. They are now a league. All of them are single. Jeff Bezos.
But reason I'm all these billionaires, they're single. So we don't go. We don't like stay single.
let's say I do. But I feel those guys know they are meant to be like have. Obviously they have chicks. Because they have
before.
Who reject them? They don't need all this thing I'm saying. They can have aborutophobia. Why would they have aborutophobic? Why would they be aborutophobic? They have money.
For what?
They have money now. It's people like us that are not flashy, that are buoyant. They used to have all this see, when you are rich, there's no phobia you have in this life. There's no phobia.
Money don't solve
it. Is it height you're scared of? Nothing. There's nothing to be scared of. You get now people like us, all these things now. I'm not saying if you are rich, you don't listen to my podcast again. Please listen. But I'm just telling you that, you know, rich people are not less apocryptophobic. It's common. You know, things. Yeah, I'm not lying to you. Money does not actually end all your problems in life. When you are if you are apocryptophobic or you became rich, there's always that sprinkle in your life. Even when you are rich,
there's that touch.
You see, some people are rich, but they are not going beyond their rich. The level at which they are rich, they don't want to try new things because they are scared.
They don't take higher risk.
They don't take higher risk. They are scared that you know, to feel them. Bar, so that one day, you know, why not change to pep talk? But let's come back to where we are going to. So now, I want to ask a question: why are you not in a relationship? Me? If you ask me later, Bosha, I'm gonna ask you first. Then I don't ask you.
Me, why I'm not in a relationship?
Why are you not in a relationship?
I was supposed to be.
Oh, glory to God.
No, a few months back. Unfortunately, I was rejected.
Yeah, you were shanked.
I was shanked and I was in the mud. I was dragged.
Shit.
I was beaten, battered, and you know.
This is the fourth rejection, right?
Yeah, fourth, yeah.
In four years.
4 years, now, of course.
BSC. BSC rejection. Look, wow. I swear.
But now, as I talk, I'm saying I won't change my approach. Mm-hmm. I even reason, say, you know, take break. Make this money first.
Continue, don't take.
No. Are you wicked? Yeah, we can. After four, I don't want to carry over.
You don't try.
I won't pass. I won't graduate.
Wow, so just auto.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. So that one makes sense. No, Alan, now that.
So you, why are you not in a relationship?
Good. That's a very strong question because it's more of like a combination of some few things because of the degree of elements that constitute the epitome of where we are going.
So what are you saying?
No, while I'm in a relationship, I'm not like to you. I used to be apoptophobic. I still have this phobia. That's why I didn't know about the phobia. And I used to be apoptophobic. So I used to be scared of being rejected. But one thing happened sometimes ago, you know. I think that was when I was in SS3 went to 100 levels. So, yeah. There's this girl that I used to admire. Not like I liked her, like, but I used to admire her. Wow. Imagine me dating this kind of person. Mm. This girl is
beautiful. She's so strong.
Like, you know. I don't know, like, I don't know how to do it, but I know she's fine. Yeah, that kind of thing. So later, and I had later, like, some months back, she used to like me.
Mm.
But she don't judge now, so we don't
so what do you want to do now?
So, they pay me, redeem me, see. Ouch! Just imagine if I had gone for what I wanted.
Wanted, exactly.
I'll not be here with you doing podcast. Maybe, yeah, maybe by now, I'll be posting couple goals, I'll be oppressing people. I'll do TikTok video.
Go, they press their neck.
Press people neck. Neck. So yeah, that was, I used to have apareptophobia. So but let me say, like, from the past two years now, I've not been apareptophobic. You know, I've actually been able to get myself, you know, understand myself, you know, that life's about rejection and then offer. You see, everything cannot be going smooth. You know, sometimes maybe apparently somebody said getting yourself is part of being a man.
It's part.
I've been able to build my confidence, but like these days, you know, the friendship stage, most girls are not ready for the friendship start. You know, they just want to, like, I see relationships don't create these girls these days. Like, especially when I know that if they have friends that they are part of a relationship, there is a problem.
They feel oppressed.
If all my guys are in a relationship, almost all my guys are in a relationship, right? But I know they feel them. Yeah, I still feel normal. Still, like, we just, like, see, they are still not my guys, but I don't know. The girls aren't good.
They talk about their boyfriend.
Yeah, so and because of that, they always.
When they are talking, she will not be left out.
She's always rushing. Exactly. To, like, enter the. They just want to be posting my man online, like, my man. Like, there's nothing of a big deal there. I understand it, you know, this friendship stage, you know, before you get to the
main. Yeah, go through the process. Don't jump.
Like, no, the jumping part, even when the girl don't jump, it's, I just like it. Like, I've been institutional by maybe we're talking and just 2 weeks she actually asked me where do we stand.
Where are we now?
No, we just started talking
now.
You relax. Where do I, like, if you just enter school, you just did the first 2 weeks and they're asking you what class are you? Or right. Like, or that's the class. What's your CGPA?
What's your CGPA?
You just started school now. You've not done any exam.
So, I
will know if you go there, go stand, no, no. Now, so you'll be like now. So, we are still friends. I just get to know you well. Yes, I'm trying to know you better. Yeah, and yeah, you're fast. Tell me. So, I'll not tell you, okay, I like you immediately, blah, blah, blah. You're not pretend for me. When I enter a relationship, I'm not between your true color. No, don't be saying you.
No, they work.
And don't be listening to our dates. Be it yourself now. So, I feel, yeah, friendship helps a lot. When you were friends before, you know their personnel, you love their part. In fact, you understand their personality more. Some can know it from their girlfriends. Because they never sabi how their boyfriend they chop before.
Exactly.
They never friends, they won't know that. Now, you're not in a relationship, you're not forming choose. You cannot mess friends with your boyfriend.
Like, mess.
You know, some girls, their guys, they won't know that they have big stomach. Because when they rush the relationship, they're very restrained now. Now they're not going for dates now. She's not struggling to breathe. Why can't you breathe? You know, it's wish that she's easy to get out and so, like, yeah, go for what you want. You know, the approach you may give it may be different, but go for what you want. See, everything, like, forget relationship aside, everything you want. Maybe you just want to be friends with just that person. Just that. Just be friends. Like, make that move. If it's business something, make that move. Don't know. If you knock jackpot, don't be scared that you fail or you'll be rejected. Nah.
Because if you don't do it in the long run,
you actually regret it. Even if you'd have rejected, if you had been rejected or if you'd have entered, you know sappy. That time it's more because you're not in the room of ignorance, you're not in the room of unknown. But now that you've tried it, even the rejected, now you know where you stand. You take up another thing, you try up another thing.
Another approach.
Don't be scared. Move. Take that move. Message that girl today. As I finish talking, message that girl now. I'll message Diane in AJ after the show. Diane in AJ, you know, I have to tell her how I feel.
Hey, baby.
Yes. I will video call her that, hey, Daniela, in AJ, video call her, I'll tell her, I like you. you know, my name is Cornelius Sweetcorn. I'm doing out Cornelius Alice podcast.
I like you. Been on my mind lately.
And that's all. Like, we're good. We're good.
You will not die.
Not die.
Don't worry. Everybody will be fine.
Even that job, apply for a complaint. Apply for that job. Yeah,
go,
see,
go for it.
What's there to happen? They will just send you back your application letter. I'll be like, we appear on the merits. Just try it, bro. Right, and you'll be fine. Thank you. This is the season 2 of Cornelius and his Village People podcast. I'm just finished episode 1. And the topic for episode 1 is aporiptophobia. Keep being with us. Keep being there for us. And you can also sponsor. If you want to sponsor us, message at Official Sweet Corn. Or you can call our number 0814577149. We need sponsor. We'll not reject you. I swear. No, this one, don't be scared of rejection. We'll not reject you. We'll be there for you. Thank you.
Sponsor.
God bless you.